The Mishnahs continue to talk about the details of the different features and signs that a nega might have, which would consider the nega to be tzara'as. The nega would be confirmed as tzara'as, the person would be a metzora, who is tomei and must go through an entire purification process and bring certain sacrifices. And the Mishnah is in the middle of comparing different features that consider the nega tzara'as with each other. There are certain stringencies that apply to a patch of healthy skin that is in the middle of a nega. That is a particular sign that would consider the nega to be tzara'as if the nega is on a person's skin. And these stringencies do not apply to pisyoin, which is the feature of the nega expanding in size, which is also a cause of the nega to be considered tzara'as. On the other hand, there are certain stringencies that apply to the sign, to the feature of the nega expanding in size that do not apply to the patch of healthy skin in the middle of the nega. Firstly, a patch of healthy skin, if it's in the middle of the nega, the very first time that it is examined by the Kohen, already then it can be confirmed as being tomei as tzara'as. Umetama b'chol mare. In addition, it would also be consider the nega to be tzara'as and tomei, regardless of its color and appearance, whether it be pale or very dark skin. Some understand that it needs to be the same color as that person's regular skin, but regardless of what color that person's skin is, since it is the color of natural skin, it would be a source. It would cause the nega to be tomei, to be considered tzara'as. And thirdly, the ein bo simantara. This feature of healthy skin can never be a reason to make a metzora pure. There's a unique law with regards to a nega expanding, that if it expands across the entire body, and the entire body is covered by this nega, then it actually has the opposite effect of turning somebody who is already a metzora into being fully pure. This unique law only applies to when the nega spreads across the whole body, but obviously not when the whole body is filled with healthy skin. Continues the Mishnah, Yesha Pisyoin, there are certain stringencies that apply specifically to the nega expanding in size. Sheha Pisyoin mitame b'kol shehu, firstly, this would cause the nega to be tomei even if it expands only a tiny amount. This is unlike the patch of healthy skin that has a minimum size that it needs to be in order to consider the nega to be tomei. To be precise, it needs to be at least the size of a lentil. In addition, this is a source of impurity. This is a cause of the nega being considered tzara'as with regards to all negoim, whether it be on a person's body, on his clothes, on a house, whereas the patch of healthy skin is only a feature that would make a nega on a person's regular skin or on the nega which is on his hair, on a bald patch. Only those negoim would be considered tzara'as if there is a patch of healthy skin in the middle. And thirdly, chutz la-nega, the expansion of the nega considers it tzara'as, even though the expansion is in an area which until now was not a nega, by definition. Nevertheless, it still considers the entire nega tzara'as, whereas if a patch of healthy skin is in an area that wasn't part of the nega until now, so obviously it wouldn't consider the nega to be tzara'as. Mishnah Gimel, Yesh Paser Lovin Mashayim B'michya, there are certain stringencies that exist with regards to the feature of white hairs growing inside of the nega that do not apply to a patch of healthy skin which grows inside of the nega. On the other hand, there are certain stringencies that apply specifically to a patch of healthy skin that is in the middle of a nega and do not apply to white hairs that grow inside of the nega. White hairs consider a nega that is on a boil or a burn that has begun to heal, that category of negoim. If white hairs grow from there, it would be tomei, it would be considered tzara'as. Whereas if a patch of healthy skin is in the middle of that nega, it would not be considered tzara'as. Secondly, b'mechunos v'mefuzar, whether the white hairs are right next to each other or whether they are spread apart, even if they are on opposite sides of the nega, at the end of the day, the nega has two white hairs and it would be considered tzara'as, b'mevutzar v'shalom b'mevutzar. And whether each of the white hairs is fully surrounded by the nega or not, it would make the nega be considered tzara'as. On the other hand, the patch of healthy skin must be surrounded by the nega. It must be right in the middle, as opposed to being on the edge of the nega. And in addition, We can't combine two different patches of healthy skin together to make up the minimum size of a lintel of the patch of healthy skin in order for the nega to be considered tzara'as. It's got to all be in one patch in the middle of the nega. Continues the Mishnah, yesh b'michyo, there are certain stringencies that apply specifically to the patch of healthy skin. She'al michyo mitamo b'korachas v'gabachas. A patch of healthy skin considers a nega that is on a bald patch to be tome as tzara'as. Korachas refers to a nega that is on a bald patch on the back half of a person's head, whereas gabachas refers to a nega that is on a bald patch on the top and the front half of the person's head. Hafucho v'shelo hafucho, whether the nega changed and the patch of healthy skin developed after the nega was there already, or if the nega didn't change but the patch of healthy skin was there from the beginning. Regardless, it would make the nega tome, whereas with regards to the white hairs, only if the white hairs developed in the nega after the nega was there, after that part of the skin turned white, only then would the white hairs make the nega be considered tzara'as. And finally, uma keves es ha'hifich kuloi lovon, a patch of healthy skin prevents the entire body being considered covered by the white nega. We learned earlier that if the entire body becomes filled with tzara'as, then the metzora would stop being tome, he would become pure. But if there is a patch of healthy skin anywhere on his body, then it's not considered to be that his whole body is covered with the nega, in which case he would not become pure. And this is obviously something that only applies to healthy skin. And, there's one last one, matam b'chol mare. The healthy skin is what would consider the nega to be tzara'as, regardless of what color the healthy skin is. Like we mentioned earlier on in this perek, in this chapter, it could be that the healthy skin needs to be the same color as that person's skin color. But as long as it is the same color, then it doesn't matter which color it is. It can be very dark or very pale. It does not need to be the same shade of white as the nega itself. And it doesn't even need to be white. It can be any color of the skin. Masha inke misar lovan. These are stringencies that do not apply to the white hairs that grow inside of the nega. Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah discusses details of the feature of two white hairs that grow inside of a nega and consider the nega to be tzara'as. Shtei sa'orais, if there are two hairs inside of the nega, ikoron mashcher, and the roots of the hairs, the parts of the two hairs that are closest to the skin are black, they're not white, v'reishchon malbin, whereas the tips, the top of the two hairs, is indeed white. Says the Mishnah Tohar, the person would remain pure, and the nega is not considered to be tzara'as, whereas ikoron malbin, if the roots of the hair was white, v'reishchon mashcher, and the top of the hairs was black, then tome, the nega, would be considered tome, it would be considered tzara'as, because we follow the roots of the hairs. It's learned from Psukim that we follow the part which is closest to the nega itself. Kamei hebe b'alav nunis, how much of the hair that is nearest to the nega needs to be white? Rabbi Meir says, kol shehu, even the tiniest amount, as long as the hair itself is at least long enough that it can be cut with scissors, that's considered to be the minimum size of a hair to be considered halachically significant. Even if only a tiny amount of the hair at the bottom of it is white, that's sufficient because there is a full hair of a hair, and its status is defined based on the part which is closest to the nega. Rabbi Shimon says, however, k'liklitz bazug, there must be enough of the hair that is white that part of the hair alone is long enough that it can be cut with a pair of scissors. That is to say, the entire minimum size of the hair needs to be white. If the rest of the length of the hair is black, it doesn't matter as long as there is a minimum size that the hair needs to be, which is white. What happens if there is one hair that grew from the nega at the bottom, but it's a split hair, it's split into two, at some point along the length of the hair, the nearest kishtayim, even if it appears to be like two hairs, tahar, the nega would be tahar, it would be pure, because at the end of the day, it's only considered to be one hair, and it's only growing from one root, and therefore it's not sufficient to be considered tzara'as. What happens if baheres, there is a nega, and the Mishnah talks about an example of the brightest kind of nega, that is a bright white like snow, and it's exactly the size of a gris, of a bean, which is the minimum size that a nega needs to be. Uva ser lavon, and there is a white hair, a ser shachar, or a black hair, we're going to understand that the Mishnah is coming to say that as well as the two white hairs that are needed for the nega to be tzaras, there are also other hairs there, either white or black. The question is, do we consider those hairs to reduce the size of the nega? The nega itself is exactly the minimum size, so if there are other hairs that are not part of the nega, that are not needed for the nega to be considered saras, perhaps that's going to reduce the size of the nega. The Mishnah says, Tomei, no, that's not a problem, and the nega would be considered saras, because each hair by itself is totally insignificant, it's so tiny that we don't take notice of it almost, and it would not reduce the size of the nega. Like the Mishnah explains, in Chishishin Shema Miet Mekrem Serah Shachar Esabaheres, we are not concerned about this possibility that the area that is taken up by the black hair or a different extra hair reduces the size of the Baheres or any other kind of Nega Mepnesha Imbay Mamash, because it's barely substantial at all and it's so insignificant. Mishnah Hey, Baheres Kagris, if there is a Nega, again the Mishnah uses an example of a Nega that is Baheres, the brightest kind of Nega, and it's the size of a bean, which is the minimum size for a nega. The chud yotze memeno, and there is a strip which comes out of that nega, which is also the same color as the nega. So there is a strip that extends from the nega. Im yesh b'rochav shteis arayis, if this strip is at least two hairs wide, then we are able to consider it to be a continuation of the main nega, and zeke kol aser lovan olipisyoin, it would be considered connected and an extension of the main nega with regards to white hairs or an expansion of the nega. That is to say, if there are two white hairs that develop in this strip, since the strip is considered to be an extension of the main nega, it would make the entire nega into tzara'as. And as well as that, if that strip is what expands in size, we also consider it to be that the whole nega expanded in size and it would be tomei. Avaloi lemichya. But this is not true with regards to a patch of healthy skin, because the patch of healthy skin needs to be at least the size of a lentil, which means that its width needs to be at least the width of two hairs. And in order for a patch of healthy skin to make the nega tome, it needs to be surrounded on all four sides by the nega. So if it takes up two hair breadths of space, and that's the entire width of this strip, so then it's no longer going to be surrounded by a nega, by a part of the nega, and therefore it would not make the nega tome. The second half of the Mishnah talks about a case where there are shtei behorois, two negoim. Again, the example the Mishnah is using is the negoim which are a bright white, as bright as snow, and v'chut yoytzim is zoy lazoy. There is a strip of that same negav that goes from one of them to the other. Im yesh b'yoychav shteis orois, once again, if the strip is at least two hair breadths wide, then metzorfon, it would combine both negoim to be considered like one negav. So if one of them fulfills the criteria for it to be considered saras, then we would consider all of it to be like one saras. We wouldn't need to treat the other nega in and of itself. However, vim lav, if it is thinner, if it is narrower than two hair breadths wide, a matzorophon, it would not combine the two negoim to be considered like one large nega, in which case, even if one of them is confirmed to be saras, we would still need to treat the other one in and of itself. So it could be that he would need to be left for a week and return to a kohen for another examination. And if later on it emerges that that nega is also tzaras, he would need to bring two sets of korbanos since he's considered to be a metzora on account of two different negoim. Once again, we see that in order for this to be an extension of the tzaras and a part of it, of the nega, it needs to be at least a width of two hair breadths.